British Prime Minister David Cameron says he would back offering President Bashar al-Assad safe passage out of Syria if it ended the bloodshed there. Nathan Morley has this report.
Speaking to Al Arabiya Television, Mr. Cameron said that the international community should consider anything to get that man out of the country. He also said he would favour Mr. Assad facing the full force of international law and justice.
This is an appalling slaughter that is taking place in our world today. 40,000 lives lost already. And you can see on your television screens, night after night, helicopters, aeroplanes belonging to the Assad regime pounding his own country, murdering his own people.
Mr. Cameron said there are legal restrictions within the UK regarding the supply of arms and weapons to Syrian rebels.
We're a government under international law and we obey the law. So there are restrictions there, but we have helped the opposition with non-lethal equipment.
Mr. Cameron also expressed fears that the violence would be prolonged and cause instability in the entire region.
Future without Assad, but a future where the rights of minorities, including Christians, should be safeguarded, and a future where you have a Syria that is at peace with its neighbours. That's what we all want. And so there are great dangers if this situation is allowed to continue. We've played our part in helping the refugees at the border, helping with the opposition, pushing at the United Nations for the strongest possible resolutions, but we are prevented, frankly, by some of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia and China, that don't want us to go as far as we should.
The British Prime Minister also said he's meeting Arab leaders to discuss a transition within Syria.
All of us coming together, wanting to see this transition in Syria, wanting to see Assad go. I was certainly not offering him an exit plan to Britain, but if he wants to leave, he could leave. That could be arranged.
Some 32,000 people have been killed in Syria during a revolt against President Assad, which began with peaceful protests in March last year, but became an armed rebellion after a deadly military crackdown. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.